Love Talk Radio.
I'm learning the Swiss boat. It's a new Swiss boat. And so deal with that tonight. We have a lot to talk about tonight. I've been gone for like almost 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks off the air. I wasn't happy about it. I got a new computer, and I love it. I love my computer. And so tonight we are going to be talking about soaps, country music, the soap coupon. I'm going to be talking about how pissed off I am about something. And, you know, when Carly gets, you know, started on a topic, all hell is going to freeze over or whatever. The call number, everyone, is 347-850-8721. And let's just be nice to each other, respect each other. You know, let's try and not talk over each other and have fun. Oh, yeah, and swearing is appropriate. And you won't get in trouble. So I'm going to bring on Allie. Hello?
Hello.
Yay!
Was you thinking I wasn't calling in?
No, I trust you. Really, I do.
I heard, as soon as, I got on the switchboard and I was listening and I heard, oh, good.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you know, I thought maybe you would take a nap or accidentally fall asleep, but I would totally understand.
I'm actually in the bathtub, so.
Oh,
if you hear water,
nice.
It's the bathtub, not anything else.
Oh, you mean nothing? Okay, I won't go there. That was my duty for the whole week. Okay, you guys, let's start off talking about the soap coupons first,
hey.
And then we are going to go into the supposed Jason wedding is a fucking lie, if you ask me, and then we will go up from there. I'm going to bring on everyone.
Yay.
I'm not 912, you on the air.
Hello, Carly.
Hi, Cassandra.
Hey,
I will stand here in 1 second. Allie, how do you know if on the switchboard if their thumb is up or
figure that out yet.
Okay. I was curious because I think I'm gonna do okay. I'm just wondering if you knew that, but that's okay.
I'm wondering if the yellow diamond or something that shows up, wondering if that's it, but I'm not for sure.
Okay, and Amy, you're on with us.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yay.
Amy, yay. And I'm going to bring on 252. 252, you're on the air with us.
Hi,
what's your name?
I'm Renee. I was talking to you earlier today.
Oh, yay! Yay, this is our new person, you guys. Renee, be really nice to her. She called on my text this afternoon. She was sweet. She's a Laydon fan. So even if she wasn't, she would be allowed to stay because she's very, very nice. And let's see. Let's see. Nothing. Hi, everyone in chat room. My co-host, Terry, either forgot about the show or fell asleep, but I know she will be coming. Cassandra, because I know you're probably tired being on the East Coast, is it really hard with you all because they are saying that it's hard all over?
Sorry,
it's
guys, I'm eating dinner.
It is hot all over, so it East Coast, Midwest, Southwest, it's just hot all over.
Well,
not where we are.
I mean,
it was
20 days in like 12 days or something like that. It's just been absolutely disgusting here.
Well, yeah, and, Amy, they are saying that we are supposed to get nice weather. I mean, we had a nice day today, but it might be in the 80s by Monday. Okay, that would be like a, you know, very nice thing. I mean,
it's really sad when Iceland is warmer than we are, okay?
Yeah.
That's whenever freaking Ohio is warmer than you guys. It's absolutely nuts here. We don't have a summer.
We don't.
We got your guys' summer. We had like 4 days of sunshine in a row. That was our summer.
Remember when they said that we had like 74 minutes of summer? I don't know if you caught that on the news, but that's what they said last week. Oh, 252 is back on. Hey, 252. You back on? Hi. Let's get talking about the soap coupons. So, Cassandra, how is that going?
That is going very well. We have some good things that are going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. So, hopefully, your listeners are sending in their coupons as well to help this movement do what it's supposed to do, because it is making waves. We have received over 5,000 coupons to date.
Wow.
That's awesome. That is incredible.
Yeah. I'm sending mine in this weekend on Monday. Every time I try and go to the post office, something prevents me from going to the post office, but I am going to mail mine out, and I took a bunch of them to Target. I stuffed them in the magazine thing. Okay, I had a couple of time on my hand, and I said, should I be spending money or doing the coupon thing? Well, the coupon thing won over because I didn't want to spend so much to Target. But, you know, I think this movement is, you know, really good.
And there's,
yes,
that's
it is.
Right. So, anyway, I think that's just awesome. That's so cool. I haven't had a printer working for me for a while, so I had to email people some names. But I've been giving them out to people that do not get online, and they have been spreading the word as well. This one lady, she's like in her 50s, and she has all these lady friends that watch General Hospital, and all of them, they were just absolutely crying practically when they heard that they were canceling all my children and One Life to Live, and they just cannot believe that they're doing it, you know. They're just like, why, you know, and it's just, and the audacity that Mr. Franz has to laugh and smirk and shrug his shoulders is just disgusting to me.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who did you send the names to?
Do you know Cheyenne?
Well, no.
She's on RGN. What's her handle?
Give me a handle.
I can send them to you if you want me to. It's not a problem. I asked, how can I get these to you without a printer? And she said, email me the name. So I did, and it was about 6 people. So my neighbors.
Cheyenne?
Couple other ones.
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne or something like that. She's on RTN. I emailed her, and I'm trying to find her actual name.
Amy, while you find her, I'm going to let the Block Carl on. Block Carl, you're on there with us? Block Carl, are you on there? Block Carl? Hello? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is funny. Hello, you're on the air with us. Okay, well, I will try them back, you know, soon. So
maybe they
just don't want to
talk.
Yeah, I know. But you know, with the other Fistful we could tell, but with this one,
I know.
So Amy, did you find the name?
I'm getting my computer up right now, and I'll give you the person that I emailed them to. She's been campaigning for forever. She's the one that gets people all riled up and has a challenge for us every day or every week or every weekend or whatever.
You mean, I know who you're talking about. She's going to email me the name. She's going to email me the name. I know what you're talking about now. Okay. So she's going to email me the names, and I will have them, and I will, because I have lots of coupons on hand. So if you cannot get to a post office, you can always email me the name and make sure that you give me the cable provider, the name, address.
Yeah, I did. And then she asked me a couple questions. I put Mr. and Mrs. for an address, and she asked me her the people's first names. I did that. There was
and
a couple other things.
Everyone, and it has count everyone in the household, because it's very important. It's every name in the household.
Yeah.
I mean, I even my husband doesn't watch soaps, but he watches other shows, and he's, you know, disappointed that they were canceled and whatnot. But, you know, I haven't put his name down, you know what I mean? So, but there's a lot of people that I have helping me and are concerned and, you know, spreading the word. And, you know, I even guys that at work, they're all construction workers, but hey, their wives love the soap operas, so there you go. But I'm doing my part. I'm doing as much as I can without a printer.
Every little bit helps.
So, I mean, I'm doing all I can. I don't know how many times I call comment line. I don't know how many times I just try to encourage other people to, you know, to do as well. But that's just me.
Well, this movement definitely appreciates all the efforts that you are putting in. No matter how small they are, it counts and it matters.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can get her true. Do you know who I'm talking about now?
When you said it's not Cheyenne, it's Shy One.
Block number, you're on the air if you want to be on the air. Hello. Okay. Just going to try. So.
I think you're getting dropped calls for some reason.
I know.
I hope
I better not say it. I will.
I hope that's not your switchboard there. But anyway, that's Shy One. You're right. You're correct.
Okay.
But anyway, she's been, I think her first name is Christine, actually. She has been very, very, very encouraging and positive and trying all she can as well, you know, ever since the news about Becky and everything. She's been, every single day, she's been encouraging fans to do all they can, you know.
Right.
So, but if you have another address that you'd like me to send them to,
she's going to send them to me. She's definitely going to send them to me. We've already spoken about it, so she's definitely going to email those to me. I'm just waiting. Well, I probably need to check my email, but I've been kind of like bogged down in coupons as it is for today. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, I think what you're doing, Cassandra, is very important, by the way. I mean, I'm very proud of you.
I think it's absolutely brilliant idea. I think it's going to help tremendously. And I'm telling you, I think all these new shows are going to fail.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the entire cast and crew of these other shows, there's a lot of people involved that are losing their jobs over this, and they're not happy, and they're not going to watch these new shows. And I don't care what Katie Couric's topics are, no one's going to tune in for her talk show. I'm sorry. It's going to be a waste of money from ABC. It's going to be a waste of money. She was on TBS for a while, too. I mean, if she was so great, why did they keep her? You know what I mean? I just think that it's going to fail on them, and some other network is going to pick up the soaps.
Yep.
Like you said, scripted television is going to be wanted, and it's going to be back. And someone with...
Okay, we have another call, and 703, you on the air? 703.
I hear something, but it really
And then 703 dropped, huh? Oh, my God, and 252. 252, you still on with us, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, no, this whispered is kind of cookie. No, I just think, you know... I saw the commercial of the Sue, or whatever they want to call it. And...
It's a joke.
Yeah, it is. I believe that, you know, it is a joke. And, you know, I mean, the thing that bothers me a lot is... You know, we always have the Food Network, and I love some of the shows on the Food Network. But why do we have to see a food cooking slash talk show and a weight loss?
It's
a
ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of cable. I really, really am, because there's so many programs that I have absolutely no interest in, yet I have to pay for it. You know, for the few shows that I do want to watch, I have to pay for it. You know, and there's like 7 food talk, cupcake, food wars, whatever shows are on every single day. And then you have talk shows that have people come on and cook something. I mean, give me a break. I don't know. I just don't get it. There's like 14 golf channels, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hate. I mean, they never, okay, let me try this again. 703, you on the air?
Yeah, hello.
Hold on, Zay, we have another call, so I will put you on mute and I will bring you back on. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
What happened?
Let's just keep talking, people. Allie,
I'm
want to go
dinner.
Through. Oh, that's okay. No, Allie, I just don't want to go through it tonight. I really don't want to deal with it. You know, I want to have a nice, calm show and talk about what I want to talk about and what you guys want to talk about. And I don't want to get my feelings. Like, oh, how are you feeling about this? How are you feeling about that? I'm not in the mood. It's been 2 months of a long week, and I don't feel like the
base. Are you talking about not swinging on a collar or something?
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
So
you
don't want to bring on someone because. Okay.
If I do, he's going to take over the whole show and it's going to be crazy and I want to stick to.
I'm a very aggressive person, so I won't let that happen. But
but I'm just saying.
I know.
Follow the rules, and if he doesn't, you know, comply with that, or if he wants to gush about whatever, or I don't know.
I know that I might bring him on later.
Explain to him when you bring him on that this is, you know, we're discussing Jason and Elizabeth. The majority of us are not Jason and Sam.
No, he just rubbed me the wrong way, and sometimes you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I totally understand, but this is your show, so you call the shots.
Exactly.
And if people don't like it, they get disconnected or whatever. I don't.
Sure,
Hello,
Cassandra. Someone asked me the other day, how long is this soap coupon thing going to go on? I mean, because people love it, and, you know, we are getting the name out there, and with the things
exactly.
in the magazine.
I'd like to know that, too, because, I mean, there's only so many. I mean, can the same person send in more than one coupon, or it's just every household family inside that household? So if I were to send
in everyone... the coupon campaign runs, and it runs until Labor Day, which is September 3rd.
Awesome.
And it's every person within a household.
Okay. All right. Now I get it.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yep.
And you count everyone that's in their household.
Right.
So you still have at least a month, and you still have at least six weeks.
Okay.
Oh, we have Christy. Hi, Christy. How are you doing tonight? Christy, 708, you on there, Chris?
Hey.
Hi,
Cuz.
So, what are you up to?
In line for ice cream. It's hot. I want ice cream. It's hot. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to make Ryan half an hour, so it's all good.
Christy is not having Maids on Radio tonight. She's going to see that at a concert, so you... See, we'll be having August 15th, right, Chris?
August 15th, and the next one is August 5th and 12th, and then the 15th.
Okay.
Central.
Awesome.
When Martina comes on this... put on my cell phone. Let me hear a song from her. Just leave it. We'll see. Is at the Martina McBride concert, and I love Martina. And she was at the Lady Annabelle show last night, which was a very good night, but she didn't get to meet him. Damn, meet and greet people. You messed up me getting Lady Aeon because of, you know, being a little late. Oh, come on, people. You know, you don't have to always follow the damn word just because, you know.
Well, hopefully I'll meet Lady Aeon some other time. Last night didn't quite work out. So, I'm trying to get over it.
I know, I'm not helping, probably.
Probably not.
but like, I want to cause trouble, just kidding. Cassandra, it's nice to know that it will be going until Labor Day. It's nice to know that there's an end date, but also that people, you know, have time to call in and whatever. I mean, send the coupons in and...
Yeah.
What have you been talking about?
Oh, we've been talking about the soap coupons. Cassandra is doing such a good job. And she is, I think, a really good person to be doing that. I mean, this, I think, is great.
Yeah. Are you close to 500,000 yet, you know?
I didn't understand you.
Chris,
are you close
can you repeat?
To 500,000?
She said, are they close to 5,000? She asked if they are close to 5,000 yet.
We're over 5,000.
Sorry, it's kind of loud here in the background, so that's why you probably can't hear me that well.
I didn't hear you.
But I wanted to call in for Carly.
Okay, well, yeah, we cannot really hear you, but yeah, when Martina comes, just leave me a voice message on my cell phone.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
Okay,
so, let's see. So, any more questions? Does anyone have any more questions about the soap coupon, though, anything?
No, I just think it's awesome. And I'm doing my part. I'm doing all I can. And I hope everybody just sticks with it because, you know, we're fighting for a good cause here, and I think it's going to help tremendously. And I think people are going to be surprised what happens afterwards. And that's just for me. I guess I'm a positive person, and I think it's going to seriously help.
Well, yeah, I think so, too. 252, I keep forgetting your name. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's Renee.
Renee, have
it's
you
Renee
sent
from
a new...
before, right?
Yeah,
yeah
Renee
today.
From before. Yeah, Renee, have you sent a new soap coupons yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Oh, my God, you guys. Guess who showed up on the Mike Swiss boat? My little co-host.
Thank heaven. I
texted
her.
Hello? I was at Target. Sorry, we were shopping at Target, and, yeah, we were. So I didn't think we were going to take that long. So, sorry.
Okay. So, no, all you missed, we are really talking about the soap coupons and how it's like a very good thing.
It sounds like I'm cooking something. I'm trying to put something in the microwave.
Yeah. Hold on. Okay, the block thing I accidentally. Okay, so now that we talked about the soap coupon for a good amount of time.
I have one more question. It's not really about the coupons, but is there anything else we could be doing with the coupons?
Well,
is there any other suggestion on how to I don't know what I'm asking here. I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Well, let me help you out here. Let me help you out. What you can do to increase volume is you can go. Now, these coupons, they're just not you can ask your friends, of course, but you can go to places that you frequent, like businesses that you frequent. You can go to daycares.
Yeah.
You can go I have people that are going to assisted living facilities. They're going to – I've received coupons from fire stations. I've received coupons from other avenues. You can go to churches. You can get people to fill them out at churches. You can leave them at your neighborhood businesses. There are many places that you can leave the coupons.
What about, you know, when you're, like, in the grocery store and you see, like, babysitters wanted and a phone number next to it. Could we leave them there? Would that be
as long as you clear it with the manager of the store, I have yes, you do that.
Okay.
And then it would also benefit if you would download the coupon explanation and leave it with
with the actual coupon as
right,
well, because that gives a detailed information.
I was trying to explain it to my friends who don't watch soap operas, you know, and they're
mm-hmm.
like, well, how, you know, they watch TV, of course, and they watch other shows, and they're, you know, disappointed that so-and-so was canceled and blah, 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 and amazed at, you know, how long shows have lasted and how good shows seem to just die right away. Anyway, I'm trying to explain to them what's going on, you know, and how, you know, and they're just poor. Like, how could they do that, you know? So, I mean, one girl, she owns she's a hairdresser. So she has
and you can definitely
leave
them in hairdressers.
And then, she takes, but they were just wondering how else they could spread them around.
Leaving them in the hairdresser.
Without standing in front of a store or whatever and coming up to people and passing them these letters, I don't know if people would like that too much. You know what I mean? It's almost like a salesperson. You know what I mean? So I wanted to know if there was another suggestion and if it would be okay. But anyway, I would definitely leave them in a salon.
I would definitely leave them there. You can also leave them.
Yeah.
I have people leaving them in hospitals as well.
Right. I mean,
hair salons is a great target to leave them in, as long as you leave the explanation of the coupon campaign as well. So that way you don't have to sit down and explain it each time.
Right.
They can
right.
actually read it, and then if they're interested in it, and make sure you leave a pile of coupons, and that's it. And if you want, you can go to UPS and copy. They don't have to be in color. You just download one sheet, take it and get copies, and just leave it at the hair salons, nurseries, churches, local businesses. And I guarantee you, people will pick them up.
Yeah.
Laundromats are also a really good point.
Yes, they are.
I was just wondering how that works because I know some people don't like people coming up to them and handing them stuff because they think they're trying to sell them something. You know what I mean? So if there was another way, and now I got my answer. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Leaving them at laundromats because the management was fine with it. I've left a stack at my hairdressers. I've left a stack at my mom's work with the nurses' station. I have left stacks. Actually, I went and copied a whole bunch of them, and I put them in the soap magazines at all the stores.
They have Globe magazine, so I'm always, you know, flipping through there and making sure that the ad for them or whatever soap opera talk magazines are talking about, I make sure that the pages are open, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I never thought about leaving them in the magazines, but that's a cool idea, too.
That's what I've been doing. I put in my coming and going.
But the coupon is also published in ABC Soaps and Debt as well as CBS Soaps and Debt.
Yep.
It is published in those magazines.
Okay, cool.
And it is
I've been putting them in Soap Opera Digest and Soap Opera Weekly, and I put them in the coming and going section. I don't know why I decided that.
That's awesome.
And so I've been doing that, and I just think it's like a very good thing to be doing, and and you know what, for people that don't watch soap, come on, you guys, for people that said, oh, this is not important, what happens when they take off your favorite soap after 5 or 6 years of being at the top of the game and they decide to pull it? Come on, how fucking pissed are you going to be that, you know,
I just think it's the turnout for this is going to be tremendous, I think. And I'm really excited to see who picks up the soaps. I really am.
Yep.
And will they bring back other soaps as well?
Well, that
what
is
you
the
mean
purpose
bring...
of this coupon. And you also have to remember, it's just not for ABC soaps. It's for the remaining
exactly.
soaps that are still
yep.
on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have
yep.
to remember, SoapNet is going off the air. You want
yep.
an alternate. You want an alternate soap channel that will also still feature the soaps that are still on air,
yep.
as well as possibly
yep.
Rerunning some of the older soaps.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we can kind of, I'm going to advertise them on my Facebook page. But there's also this, never mind. I'm doing five things at once. I'm cooking dinner, I'm folding clothes, and...
Amy, do not burn the dinner. Do not burn the dinner like I burned the chicken yesterday. Do not. Because I was on Tridu and everything. And, you know, Tridu is a very bad place because you get on it and you get into it and you forget that you have buns cooking. And boom. Boom. But, so is there any other topic about the soap cook? Coupon that anyone wants to say?
Well, I have a question. How many coupons are there now, total?
Over 5,000.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Wow.
And vegetables.
I was watching. That is amazing.
I didn't make any meat. Oh, I don't know if you want. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. So... any more questions about the soap coupon, people?
Nope.
Oh.
Okay, so our next topic is, you know, how should I put this in a nice way? Okay, I'm going to go on a minute or two rant on my own just for a minute. Let me... Okay, you know, AMC, what the fuck are you doing? Not bringing Kelly Ripa and Malkin's Radio back for the AMC send-off? Oh, because they did not work in their schedule? No, but can you say Brian Fong got probably mad at Kelly Ripa and said, oh, let me punish her for speaking out.
Of course he did, because she was cursing him up and down. Well, not... literally, but, she was calling him out is what she was doing. And
yeah.
He doesn't like that.
Well, you know what?
I give her kudos for doing it because
yep.
I think
yep.
that was awesome of her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she'll be fine.
Well,
no,
yeah, she'll
be fine.
I know.
And they didn't let him.
Yeah, I know she will be fine, but it fucking pisses me off that, you know, I grew up watching Haley. I grew up watching the whole story of Haley, and you're telling me, you know, you're going to just fuck it around and fucking mess with one of the greatest, not the greatest characters, but I loved Haley. And you do that to me? I'm mad. I've been mad for the last 24 hours. I was over this because, Brian Fong, you know, I hope there's a really, really big hill for you when someone, you know, accidentally, I don't know, I'm not going to say that because I could get in trouble. Okay, we have another call. I think I know who this is. 413, you're on the air.
But I didn't even press 1 yet.
I knew it was you. I knew it was you, and I just,
I just want you to know I'm not online. We're on the road. We decided to take a night or two and get away from all the baloney and just have some quality time for a change.
Good.
I remembered. I remembered I had to call you, so I don't even know what your show what your subject matter is tonight, you know, because I don't want to take anybody off topic. I know how that happens.
No, right now I was ranting because this is my so I can rant. I was just ranting about the fact that Kelly Ripa was not asked back to AMC for the,
goodbye,
going away thing. Goodbye,
yeah.
I mean, you know, to me, I grew up watching Haley. Haley is probably one of the reasons why I got started with all my children way back then. So this pisses me off to a point where, wait a moment, I mean, come on, if you're going to send this soap off in cyberspace, can we have the characters that we grew up watching say goodbye for the last time? Is that too much to ask? No, Brian Fong, you're a goddamn idiot, and you know, I really hope his soaps fail, and okay, my rant is over with that, but no, I will be ticked off. Because, you know, I mean, I'm surprised Brian Fong did not want Worthy or Donner to make a guest thing at All My Children. I mean, I'm just being sarcastic right now. But that one person I wanted back more than anything was Kelly Ripa. And I just feel like she spoke out, she got emotional, and she got punished for it. And that is so wrong on every level in my book.
It is wrong, and that's what happened. And you know what? Everybody knows it, too. Everybody knows that what she said was the truth, and she had every right to say it. It's America. You can say whatever you want. But Ron's so mad at it, and I have no doubt that he's behind not letting her come back.
Okay.
I mean,
I blame Franz, but you know what?
Thanks.
I really think we all ought to start saying Disney, because I'm going to tell you something. This is Disney. Brian Franz has bosses who could have stepped in. Bob Iger himself got his start on Ryan's Hope, worked on One Life to Live. He is now the CEO of Disney, and he has turned his back on the very people who helped him get his start in the company. I'm sorry. It's not only Brian Franz. It's Mickey Mouse himself.
No, but he was the one that said, oh, no. He's the one that's calling the shots and saying, oh, it's okay. Ratings are going to get better. This is that. This and that's going to happen. Oh, you'll see. My vision is the way to be or whatever, and it wasn't. It isn't. And
the only vision Brian Franz has is what actress is sitting at a bar that he can pick up and put on a soap opera.
Yes. Sorry, I just loved how you said that.
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, he's looking at for actresses, all right. But
Give me a break
to put on television. Give me a break.
You know, I just feel like
disgusting.
Okay, maybe it is Disney, but you know they made a good scapegoat with Brian Fong. I'm sorry, but Rob Iger got his star on Ryan's Hope with Sign Number New until Tyler just told me, you know, Rob Iger used to be really, 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 really ashamed of yourself. And, you know, but not asking back the veterans of both soaps that you turn your back on and is wrong. And, you know, when you send the soap away, you should do it with a lot of old-timers that, the people actually want to stay. See, and I'm not saying that we don't want to see the new people, too, but... You know, come on. I mean, you know, to see Dixie and Chad one last time and see.
For some reason, the newbies get the precedence over everything. And it happens on all the soap, actually.
Yep.
I know. It's sad, but I guess that's the nature of the beast.
Well, you ladies are too young to really remember when ABC television was something to watch. When I was a kid, ABC Television had David Brinkley. It had Peter Jennings. It was the news division was a different place. The programming on ABC was amazing back then.
Yes, it was.
I know who.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I know who David Brinkley is and Peter Jennings is. I mean, I'm not that old, but I don't want to be really old. But
I'm not young either. I know who they.
Yeah, me either.
I didn't grow up in a cave. I've been watching soap opera since I was, you know, a week old. I mean, I'm 37. So, I mean,
ABC brought us some great television over the years. And when Disney took it over, the spirit, the quality, everything about ABC changed. Daytime or primetime, even the news division, we really need to recognize here, it's not only about the soap operas, it's about the entire network. They have ruined it. They've ruined it.
It is true. It is so true.
It is. And you know what, Carly? I think, you know, if All My Children goes online, I bet you Prospect Park will work hard to bring some of the old characters back just to breathe life into the show. Because,
absolutely.
They have to.
And I wouldn't be surprised if other soap operas are revamped up as well. Or a whole new soap opera is created out of this.
I mean, I agree with you, Silas, on that, but, you know, is this, I mean, why Hoshi wasn't coming back, I told my grandma about it because she loves Kill the Ripper. And she goes, what? And she's like, you're going to do something about this, right? And I'm like, okay, I will do something about it. I don't know what you, but I will. Because it made me mad because, you know, how many times have the soap people been on live and we listen, killed it. I can count over like one daytime show every month. And for them to know that, it's usually AMC stars. I mean, you know, I think Erica Slazak was on there for her 40th anniversary, but don't quote me on that. But the thing is, and then they were not allowed to talk about AMC cancellation. That is crap to me. And I just, you know, I'm sorry. And by the way, one more minute for my little rant. By the way, I wish Barbara Walters would get up and go out in the sunset and retire because, you know, I am so sick of her kissing everyone's ass on things. So Barbara Walters, you can leave. No one will miss you.
Well, unfortunately, Barbara Walters is going to have more control on ABC Daytime if Bill Getty becomes the president of ABC Daytime. And that's the rumor that's going around. That is the rumor. Nelson mentioned it on my show the other night. I've heard the rumor as well that Bill Getty.
He's been campaigning for that for a while, though.
Well, you know why this is going to happen? Because all of ABC Daytime is going into syndicated programming, and the affiliates will have a choice. They can take it. If the affiliates don't, ABC will sell the shows to their competition. It is really, really, really something to be concerned about here. Because if you watch what they're doing on television, folks, next year after the elections, you're going to see a big change happen to your cable and internet bills. You're going to see them measuring your service like an electric meter. You're going to see web content controlled by five companies, just like cable is controlled by five companies. If you don't wake up now and start opening your eyes and seeing what's happening, this is what the future of the internet is going to be.
Well, they started that with, like, the cell phones. Now, like, your packages, if you've got internet packages, instead of doing unlimited, they're actually measuring how much you use, and it's ridiculous. I think Verizon just changed theirs now.
Yep. I mean, I can make a lot of money. You know, we host a lot, and, you know, my company hosts quite a few websites. We could make a lot of money if we charge it by bandwidth. And
yeah.
I don't believe in doing that. I don't believe anyone should have to pay for bandwidth. That should be part of the package because the taxpayers, through their grand talents, paid for the Internet. All the Internet for is the old military network. The taxpayers have already paid for that. Where's the return on our investment?
Yep.
I know it's really a lot of big stuff to consider, but, you know, you kids are young. You have a chance now to start putting your ears to the ground and doing something. Because, you know, I'll be dead in another 10 or 15 years. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, Silas, would you stop that? You will not be dead in 10 or 15 years. Stop that.
Okay,
that's very sad. Okay, and, you know, that would make
this
a lot of
a happy talk.
Yeah, and
just,
now we're talking about
I just
dead.
I just worry about what
this is supposed to be a very positive
do.
Talk, and now it's turned into negative. And
oh, it's not negative.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to explain.
No.
I want you guys to take control while you still have a chance.
Well, we're doing that. We're doing everything we can.
You're doing a good job.
We're doing everything we can, and you know, so is everybody else. And
you know,
I really
think the industry itself is shocked at how vocal the soap fan movement has become. And, you talk to people at Young and the Restless or Bold and the Beautiful or Days of Our Lives, they are watching this whole thing unfold, and they realize our jobs are going to be saved thanks to these people. They get it. They really, really get it.
They do get it.
They do get it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Right now, we're fighting for General Hospital to exist.
Amen. And you got to fight hard, let me tell you. You better fight real hard.
Cyrus, but I want you to enjoy your weekend and, you know, get out of town and not worry about all of this until Monday morning. Set off your cell phone. I can't believe I'm telling someone to turn off their cell phone.
But I want to know what your special announcement was. You had a special announcement. What is it?
Okay. Well, Monday night, I will be, if everything goes well and if we can work it out, the Country Act Steel Magnolias will be on the show. They are up and coming, but, you know, they won a couple of roles. And since I get bored on Twitter sometimes because some of my Twitter buddies leave me at, like, midnight, and they were on, so they might be on Monday. And we will have the show an hour later at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock on Monday. And then we will probably not have a Friday show because I'm having a very special guest come in for 2.5 weeks. But we will be back with shows like probably that Monday or Tuesday, Monday or Wednesday. But, yeah, Steel Magnolia is probably going to come on the show on Monday. So I'm really excited.
That is so cool. I'm glad for you. All right, well, you go do a good job. I'm going to go enjoy the, even in the mountains, let me tell you, it is almost 88 degrees.
Be quiet.
I'm serious.
Be quiet, Silas. Silas, remember, Amy and I live in the very cold part of the country right now.
Hell. They should have called it Rainington, not Washington.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
I would love to be in Seattle. There's more water out here for ducks. Then come. Please.
We will trade with you in a minute right now.
Iceland is warmer than us.
Yeah,
okay.
Iceland. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
We had record cold last night. And 20 miles up the road, they were getting snow. Okay.
Oh,
yep.
Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, was warmer than we were.
Yeah. So, Sarah, enjoy your weekend and don't do anything crazy. Yeah.
Oh, no, this is decompression. I'm just going to be gone for a day or two, not long, because I have work to do, but I'm decompressing. But I promised you I'd call, so I did.
Cool.
I feel better now.
Okay.
Go,
have a good weekend, Harlan.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay, okay, we have a half an hour left.
So I was just saying, you know, that kind of brought everybody down, it seems. All that negative talk, but
I love it when Silas calls it. But I need to address a lot of things that's been going on this week. Okay, you know what? I do not believe, and I'm gonna need some backup here. September 23rd, Jason and Sam
no.
will get married. I do
no.
not believe it.
No. No. Wasn't
yeah.
that the day that Maxie and
Sonelli yeah.
were supposed to get married?
Yeah.
Wasn't
yeah.
that the
yep.
day that
yep.
Sonny and Kate were supposed to get married?
Well, yep.
Yeah,
wasn't that the day that,
if they
get that married, Kate got
be
shot?
If they get
I think
married,
someone is in a coma. And I
it's
think
like
multiple
a damn
people,
curse.
I think multiple
wait,
people
wait, wait.
Are dreaming.
Yeah, wait. Okay, who else was talking?
Me. I was going to say, if they get married, it's going to be the worst day in soap opera history.
You know what? They are not getting
not,
married, okay?
They're not
going to
get married.
They're not.
I'm just saying, I went on Facebook. They put the picture on or the whatever, the photo on Facebook, and I commented on there. I basically said, you know, if this couple was such a popular couple, they would at least help with the ratings. They might not be a couple of the ratings, but they could have helped a little bit these past years. And then I said, well, if they do get married, it would be, maybe I should congratulate them, because if they do get married, it's going to be the death of that couple. So.
Well, no, they will not get married. And Silo, 085. No, they're not procreate.
I'm sorry, but no. I mean, first of all,
no
one knows. We're constantly told that spoilers are on lockdown. No one knows anything. That there's fake spoilers out there for a reason for this
yep.
going on. That there's
yep.
Supposed insiders feeding information to people to get the fan wars going. That's
yep.
what they want.
Yep.
No, it's,
you know
no
what?
One knows
know.
What's
going to
happen in
September.
Give me a break.
Oh, wait, you guys, we have another call, too. 443, you're on the air with us.
Hey, guys.
And no, those magazines were written
Yeah, I'm sorry, but no. Yeah, okay, 443, what's your name?
Candace.
Yay, Candace,
oh
we're back!
God,
yay!
Oh my gosh, long time no here.
Yeah.
I kept calling like for the longest week, and I was like, wait, there's no show. Like, what's going on?
Well, my computer crashed, and I did not have a computer, but I got a brand new computer, so I'm back. But like Amy and I said, you guys, we are fighting. You know, it's like the Dixie Chick song, I'm Not Ready to Make Nice. And, you know, come on, Sam, we're not procreate. Okay, that's the dumbest rumor of the day I've heard. You know, and many times they said, Sam will get pregnant. Well, according to all the magazines, they will, you know, Sam should have had 12 babies by now.
Okay.
No,
exactly.
And
the thing
is,
that's what
it's
exactly. after longest.
Yeah,
he's
and
always
may I
always get stuff wrong. Always.
May I add that it's not good as writing, I don't believe. In September, I think we are going to see the last of Gavin writing beer. I mean, the start of Gavin writing and the end of goods is ready, you know?
I think bits and pieces of his stuff are going to start up soon.
And I think the real showdown is going to be November sweeps for sure.
With
YNR and all that.
My son's writing starts next week, no or no?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't his writing start next week or no?
His writing starts next week.
That's what we're hearing, bits and pieces for next week. It's going in Monica here and there.
The 25th or the 26th or something like that.
Okay, one at a time.
It starts
next week. Hold on.
Oops. Hello?
Yes.
Hello. I'm still here. Carly, what happened?
You just keep answering the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was my friend Denise that the Pope saw his concert, so she just had me hear Bradford for a moment, which was very sweet of him. I can say that. No, but the thing is, you guys, don't believe,
Please, you gotta stop. You gotta ignore them because that's what they want. They want us to get all upset. They want us. Negative buzz is still buzz. Okay, just ignore them.
The
most annoying thing to do to them is ignore them and just keep on focusing on what you want.
And Maison is coming.
I believe Zeke is alive.
Zeke is alive. I believe that with every fiber of my being. And you know what?
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for the day that the Sam will be the couple that we never have to hear about again. Because, the article that Kimo did.
And still, what about there's a spoiler about a new casting call for a male for a role who's supposed to be Sam's lover or something like that, or potential Sam's lover. So why would they be,
So they have two male characters coming on screen they got a casting call for. One's supposed to be like a new doctor.
Yeah.
And the other one is supposed to be like a guy for Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
A love interest for Sam. So, which I think needs to happen because she needs to do something else.
I liked the Sam when she was with Lucky. When Ray was playing Lucky. Now, I actually tolerated her much more when they were together.
Yes, I did.
I continue,
Because it wasn't him to me constantly. She wasn't in your face all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I think what will be, the doctor is supposed to be for this? No, the doctor is not supposed to be for this.
You know what? I want Elizabeth to have fun. If the doctor flirts with Elizabeth, so what? You know what I mean? But I want
Jason has a competition.
Yes, Jason is the competition. I'm sorry. There's just too many holes that produce the left for too many reasons. There's old rumors gaining speed. Things aren't as they seem, popping up here and there everywhere. Coma talk now. Someone losing their memory or having memory problems or thinking it's the 90s.
That's so Jason.
A group says, no, it's Elizabeth that's in the coma and she's dreaming this. One says, no, it's Sam. She's still in the pit where she fell and hit her head. And none of this is going on.
You only wish.
Yeah, because if you notice that everything benefits Sam, in a good way, and everybody else's life is crap, right?
Sam has been.
And
what?
I seriously think Jason is conning Sam. I think.
Yeah, I do too.
Destroy
I
her.
I do too.
Yep.
Nicolette at the final countdown.
Yep.
She thinks she's going to get it all. And
and leave her at the altar?
Calling her.
And you know what the thing is?
You
I believe that.
You want a sunny move?
Yeah,
that would be a sunny move if Jason was to do that. I mean, right now, like, I know that it's because it's General Hospital weekend. A lot of people are trying to get the lowdown on what's going on.
And they
wouldn't
pull Trey Lift, though.
I think Steve was at Becky's event last night with Jonathan Jackson.
Really?
And, yeah, there was a Twitter picture.
Yeah. You guys?
Wait, what happened? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
On
Rebecca Hurt online on the Facebook page, they had tweeted a picture of Jonathan, Steve, and Becky. Becky was in the middle of Jonathan and Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And people were trying to figure out what was they talking about. Apparently, there was, you know, the Jason and Liz fans versus Lucky and Liz fans. Now, based on some of the reports that I got, Becky really asked, who do the fans really want her to be with? And it was, you know, a mixture of both. So Steve joked around and said, how many people would like Jason and Lucky to hook up? So he was kind of like breaking the ice a little bit, like, because he knew it was going to get intense. So that's all I got. I'm like waiting for one of my friends, they went out there to give me a lowdown of what happened. So Saturday I will have like a better one, and I will write it up.
Can you call in Monday and let us know?
Yes.
Oh, okay, you guys, I'm freaked out by now. I went on Twitter, and you guys, I just lost all my followers and people who follow me. It disappeared. Is anyone else on Twitter right now that is helping me?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. But there's this riddle going around. It says something like, you have to go backwards to go forward, and an engagement. An engagement starts the rewind or something like that, and this story will be told the way it was supposed to. Now drugs are coming into the storyline again with Lucky, and something along the lines of he'll have the last laugh or something like that.
Okay,
so.
Have you guys noticed that Jason never proposes on his own? He always has to be talked into it. The only one that he actually proposes on was to Elizabeth.
He did not have to be asked to or encouraged was Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Three times. And Ashley, in my opinion, when he asked her to go to Italy, that was a proposal as well.
Allie?
Allie, you lost all your followers, too?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to call, she's funny.
What? What? Who said they were? Oh, okay, Taylor's going to call on her house phone. Okay, but no, I just believe that, you know, Gavin is going to write good stuff. Gavin, and for people that don't know, and I've been hearing rumblings, and maybe someone can say if it's true or not, that Stu Damon is on his way back.
I just have this feeling that people are going to be eating crow soon. And,
yep.
It's not going to be Jason and Elizabeth fan.
Yeah,
that's all I will
coming
say
back
about
as
that.
A ghost. He's coming back as the ghost again. Getting my hopes up.
Yep. 562. I mean, Taylor, you're back on my own.
Oh, I had a awesome because it was going dead myself.
So the thing
well,
is, you guys,
say hello to my husband and then go to bed.
Okay, all right, Amy, text me for the weekend.
I will.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Night.
Bye.
Sleep tight.
Bye.
Don't let the bugs bite.
Okay, I'm being funny. Okay, fine, I'm being funny. I can be funny, but you guys, we just have to, you know, now that the other fan base get a goat, and you know what? When everything goes in our favor, I'm gonna snoop to a level that is probably not becoming of me, but I don't care. I'm going to go on ABC message board and tell Alexa Sam fan where she can go. No, I mean, so, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to. And, so, what does that, okay, I'm switching topics because we only have 15 minutes left, but what does everyone think about Todd and Tom meeting? I have not seen it yet, but
what?
I just, hello?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God, Teo. We are talking about Todd and Todd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That reminds me. I was going to talk about that. They got the DNA results back from the lab. It looks like Roger Hell's Todd is Todd. But our Todd, Trevor St. John's Todd, seems he's in the dark, too. Like, he doesn't know what's going on either.
No, I want to sing. I didn't want that. I wanted the other way around.
Really?
Yeah.
I want Trevor to be the real Todd. Because I just love Trevor as Todd.
I thought you said Roger was a real Todd.
Oh, yeah, no, it looks like he's a real Todd at the end of today's show. John and Todd. Roger House Todd is supposedly dead. You know, the bad guys shot him, but he had a bulletproof vest on. They don't know that he's still alive, and this homeless guy pulled him out of the water, and he gave him John McBain's phone number today, at the end of today, and so he called him, and John met him up, and that's how it ended. John and him met eye to eye, or face to face. So, yeah.
And God knows, today was Trevor's last day on set.
Oh my God, Trevor! I love him as Todd.
And I'm just saying that they better. I don't know. See, like I grew up watching Roger as the original Todd.
And then
when he left the show and Trevor came on, I was like everybody else, like, okay, this guy can't do it.
Yeah.
Everybody wrong.
I really love Trevor
as Todd. Yeah, he got it as his own.
You're right, he did make it his own. He told me it.
So I can't believe they're going to make him.
I'm going to have to say goodnight, okay? I have to work in the morning.
Don't leave us. Okay, fine, y'all.
Damn work, man.
Damn work, Gally.
Night. Jeez.
Gosh.
No, we were at Target today, and we were at the register, and my niece goes, she goes to the cashier's like, are you guys hiring? And she's like, I don't know. I mean, if anything, it'll be like, for cart attendant people, whatever. And she goes, mainly people that get hired are people that know people. And I'm like, yeah, isn't that how it is? Is that you have to know somebody. That's a shame, I was saying. And Tanya's like, well, no, I know you. And I go, and then the lady, the register goes, I should go find another job. I go, well, Living Spaces is hiring because I'm getting a job there, so, and all that. So, but yeah, it's like you got to know somebody these days to get a job at Walmart or Target.
Mm-hmm.
That's a freaking shame, you know?
It is.
And I go, is it part-time? Yeah, most of the jobs are part-time unless you're an executive or something or whatever. I'm like, yeah, of course.
I don't think that is fair.
Well, you guys hear about Bree is leaving One Life to Live. They're bringing the old Jessica back.
That's actually a rumor.
Yes, that's a rumor.
Okay, calm down.
They said Elite and Alicia Mitry was leaving their shows respectively.
Alicia Menu, sad in a soap opera died list. Excuse me, I'm not leaving.
But Brie
hasn't commented yet. Yeah, Brie hasn't commented yet.
So Erin, you know, is coming back as they're gonna have to write something like, "Well, you've changed a lot."
Son of a biscuit.
You've changed a lot, Jessica, in the last couple of days or something. Oh my God!
I hear that. Like, in all honesty, nothing against Erin. I love Erin. Like, I can't picture her and David Gregory together. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
I can't
That's,
either. Oh,
and
my
I
gosh.
Swear if they do what I say they're going to do by bringing Erin back, if she's playing Jessica, because they really haven't officially said it yet, if they go ahead and put Jessica with Christian, that is it. I'll be so upset with that show.
But no, but they were going to bring back Antonio, but they scrapped that when they went to when they said it was going to go on.
Thank God.
I heard it's something to try with Antonio, Ford, and Jessica.
Really?
It was going to go online.
Oh, God. You know, Antonio and Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio and Jessica were like, I love that couple. I was kind of unhappy when I didn't like Nash and Jessica. I loved Antonio, but...
I love Nash and Ted.
And Tess, but I was not.
Antonio. I did not like him because he became too arrogant.
Yeah.
Or
you know what's funny? How we you know what really amazes me with us on the phone is that we could like everybody on this phone line can like any you know other couples. You don't have to agree, and we get along just fine. But if the December fan were to come on or something,
they would
diss us and like, oh my gosh, you mean to tell me you love Liz and Jason or something? Oh my gosh, it's like the end of the world for them.
Oh man, okay, and they are saying now that Code and Tina might be back too. On One Life to Live.
Argentina.
Yeah. They're coming back. It's confirmed.
Which Tina is coming back? Which actress?
The one that played on B&B.
The original one.
Which Tina?
Andrea Evans.
Yes, Andrea Evans. Mm-hmm. She was the best Tina.
Yep.
But I did notice something. If anybody has the one,
people are saying the woman, no, Erin is a new character. That's what, like, someone in Silo 0854 said in the room that, that Erin Toby is a new character. So I'm confused now.
They're probably going to do one of those, like, oh, you look familiar. Oh, okay, like, and have Christian, please let me be with Christian.
No, because I hate how they hit Christian and Layla, because I actually like them.
Chica, I don't know.
I want
Twitter saying something about
Christian
she wanted to come back.
A while. Huh?
Chica said something on her Twitter saying she would love to come back to One Life to Live and kind of wrap that story up. But she doesn't know, like, the scheduling is so, because, you know, she's doing the game, she's doing this, she's doing the music video, she's doing a movie. So she's trying, like, she says she would work with ABC to bring Layla back.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be good.
On One Life to Live, if you watched One Life to Live, who do you like or not like? Because I'm telling you this, if they fuck with Natalie and John and don't, you know, if they don't make
I will be respectful, but I can't stand Natalie and John. I don't like the character Natalie. I don't like that couple. I like it, John. To me, I like the John with Evangeline. I never liked them
together.
I never liked them together. I liked
Natalie
with her husband. I can't remember his name now. The con artist. Actually, likely them together. I never got into Natalie and John. So, I never got into that. I liked Natalie and Christian when they first got together. I love Natalie and Christian when they first got together. But, and I
Well, you like John and Evangeline?
Yeah, I love John and Evangeline. I actually like John and Kelly.
Oh, God.
No comment. I have no comment. I love him, but, you know, no comment. Because he was involved more recently.
I just never got into John and Natalie. I just never got into them like that.
No, I mean, it's okay. I mean, we don't kill people for not liking the same character for Wendy and Philip. That is okay. But I love Natalie and John. I've always been a Natalie and John couple. And, you know, but I'm a Rex and Zizi couple, and they killed my couple, and people need to die for it because I cried like I haven't cried in years over soap. And when Zizi died, I threw the cleanup box at the TV just because I was mad and upset that they do this. And you know what? If one life to live was smart and once again, back in my good graces, please make Rex both cannot cleanse Kit, please. I want Rex and Clint to be father. I mean, Rex and Bo be father and son.
Yeah, I thought that was when they first did that. But it turns out to be David. And I'm like, what the hell? I didn't like
that. Yeah, what the hell, yeah.
But I thought it was funny that David was the child. I was like, wow, that
it was
funny,
but it was like out of the blue.
Yeah. But, Carly, I agree. I cried, too, when Gigi died. But I cried for the opposite reason.
I was not okay. I was not okay. I was in tears. I'm like, wait, no, and you know what, excuse me, kill her by carbon monoxide? Okay, so by now I freaked out about that. I'm like, crap, that's scary stuff. So no, you know what I mean, I like Todd, but I feel like Todd's son, Zach, got away with it. I feel like Todd covered... Yeah, I'm sorry, that pissed me off. And I understand why Rex wanted Clint's money and all that to get back at Todd. I don't get mad at him over it. I would probably do the same damn thing. If someone wanted to live, my father, my new father came into town and wanted me to give my boyfriend's heart to him after he said horrible things about me and, you know, call me a con artist and whatever. Rex has changed a lot, Clint. So you do not mess with Rex. Rex is like my scenario on Zenner Hospital, people. So I will, you know what I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want Rex to find another love interest. I want Rex to, like, be only in love with Zizi for life.
I don't think they will bring someone back up there for Rex. I hope they wouldn't, not like that, because to me it's way, way too soon. Hopefully they wouldn't go there. And then when they go online, I hope she meets, like, I hope she comes back online and just starts from scratch. That she just went in a coma and they gave it to somebody else. With somebody else to die. But I know it's not realistic, but still. When they go online, I just hope that he goes there that way and that somehow it wasn't Gigi who gave her heart away. That he switched, that he played it that way just to get the money.
Yep.
And see, that would kind of be a character, that would be a misdirection for Rex as a character. Like, for him to really completely do that would be him completely turning into a true Buchanan. Like, I hate to say it, but, you know.
But I don't blame Rex for how he handled it. I mean, I think I would have done the same. I'm not going to say.
My whole thing with that storyline was when the writers had said in the magazine, as they go towards the end, which everybody believed was the end, luckily, you know, it was safe,
they said that one of their top couples will never be the same again. And everybody started saying it was going to be Bo and Noah, Bo and Nora. Then they said John and Natalie, and then they said, because they then did an online chat. They was going over the couples and everything, and somebody said, ooh, Rex and JJ. And the writer in the chat had said, we can't confirm this, but Farrah is going to be leaving. But they didn't say this was all going to happen. But a lot of people was blaming her for her leaving the show because she opened her freaking mouth.
Oh, by the way, you guys, we have 7-6 months again before we all go out. Okay, we are off live, but we can go, you know, into overtime. You know, but the thing is, I agree. Silo 8, I want Sam to be running a scam on Jason on Z8. You know what? I want Sam just to pay for everything she's done and get her little comeuppance. That would make me happy. Oh, my God, because Sam, you know, okay, Terry's still here. Renee's still here.
Yeah.
Cassandra, are you still here? Hello?
I'm still here. Candace.
Okay. No, you know who I'm talking about? The sub coupon lady, Crispy left. She didn't say goodbye. Maybe she got cut off or something. Yeah. So
what happened to the storyline of Sam finding her dad? Whatever happened to that storyline?
That goes great.
Yep.
You know, they didn't care about that storyline. Like, honestly, like, at first people did. They was like, oh, who could? But if you notice, they really haven't gone into the fact that Sam is Helena's granddaughter. Like, that part... I would love for Helena and Sam to, like, have a freaking scene together. Like, I've been counting it down. Like, when are they going to have a scene? When is Christina going to have a scene with Helena? You know, like, hello, there is more cast.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's, I don't know.
Yes, I know.
General Hospital better do me right and with the new writing team, because I'm glad they're bringing the cool things back. I'm glad.
Yes.
But.
You know what? Have faith. Cassandra, no, yeah. Because you have faith. I believe it, okay? I believe it with everything in me, and if I'm wrong, then people can suit me. I'm giving people permission to suit me, but I don't think I'm wrong. I will say it now that Zeke's alive, Lazon is coming, you know, lucky in the day though, done. Yeah, they can be friends, but no more romance. You know, we are going to get the Coleman back. I mean, you know, I believe that. I believe that. So,
lucky needs to stay with his wife.
What?
I said Lucky needs to stay with his wife and go on adventures or whatever and never come back.
Yeah,
okay,
well, yeah,
man,
thank you.
No, I need Siobhan. This is what I need Siobhan to do. I want this to be a November sweep. I want there to be, like, a major collapse, like, building. Like, the building collapse or something with her in it.
Okay, can they put one more person in with Siobhan?
No, I need it to be Siobhan. I need it to be a special
episode. For me, I need one more person in there. Is Dante.
We got one for Sam. We got a special episode for that.
What happened to the character of Dante? When he first came on, I loved him. Now he's just a sap for the Spencer family.
Renee, I love some of the Spencers. Just so you know, I'm a big Harley fan, so with those two, I already know. You guys already know that. So, no, but I think Dante needs to go. Sam needs to go. Siobhan needs to go. Matt needs to go. I'm having fun killing off people right now. Who are you? Oh, Anthony needs to go.
I want Anthony to take Sam out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Take Sam out. That'll be good. That'll be good.
And you know who another one I would not mind if May were, you know, out kaboom. Anthony the call, you know, could leave and never come back. I would be okay with that. But Anthony and Tracy are going to be working together.
Okay, what's the purpose of Anthony and Tracy working together?
I don't know. But if that's the case, oh, my God, you know what, Tracy? You just have brought on a wood of hurt by you, because once you betray him, he might use you as a coaster on his coffee table, Tracy. But, you know, I'm a big fan of Ethan and Christina. I don't see Christina like Sam at all. I love Ethan and Christina. How did you guys feel about Ethan and Christina?
Not so much. Love them separately.
Okay. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that, because I love them. I adore them. I think they are, kind of like how Liz and Jason started. I love them when they're on screen. But,
they pimp Sam too much. I don't like that. It's like they're using all the female characters to pimp Sam and Jason. And that's a turn off to me.
Well, I don't see Ethan and Christina really pimping Jason and Sam. I don't see
Molly.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, Molly. Yes. I love Molly because she's coming back on the show in the fall. But Molly needs to stay the fuck out of Jason and Sam's life.
Okay, you guys heard that Rick Hurst is coming back, right? So
that's a rumor.
But what would be a good way to have him come back in, though? What would be a good reason for him to come back in?
If he's coming back, I think he's coming back for Alexis. I want him and Alexis. Alexis and Rick have unfinished business in my book.
Yeah.
Do I forgive Rick for, you know, what he did with Sam? I blame it all on Sam. I'm not going to say that, Rick's not, you know, banged his stepdaughter. But I'm blaming Sam on that. You know, and I love the fact that, you know what, in a way, I wish Molly and Morgan would get together just because they are kind of cute. But there's no way they can get together since they are cousins, half-cousins.
Yeah.
So forget the idea. But I believe Gavin is going to do a justice. I believe Zay could be on his way out with Tony Geary in the fall. I don't think Zay is going to stick around.
He never does, so that's a good thing.
No. Yep. And, what did you guys think about Brenna leaving, Brenna and Zach leaving?
I thought they did a good job on that one. I was really surprised. They really did a good job on that one.
Yeah.
I was really happy about Brenna finally standing up.
Yeah. And I like when she told Sonny that he always left her, but this time she was going to leave him. I love that one.
Yeah, well, I'm a Sonny and Carly fan, but I'm a Carly fan. And so this time around, Brenna, I love Brenna, but, you know, I'm on Team Carly all the way. I mean, the only reason for me not to hate Carly, I mean, not to, like, if Carly, you know, kill Liz or Robin or, you know, but if Liz kill, I mean, if Carly kills Sam, I would be okay with it. So, but no, I...
Patrick was a hookup.
Who?
There's a rumor that Carly and Patrick was a hookup.
Oh God. Oh God, Carly, don't do it. Don't do it, sweetie. Don't do it, God.
Yeah, that's the only thing Carly and Patrick are going to hook up together.
Well, you know who I want Carly to hook up for like one or two nights? It's Song. I want Song and Carly. They were hot.
Yeah.
And I want more of that.
They were pretty good together.
Yeah. Cherry, what did you think?
What?
Oh, my God. Okay, forget it. Go back on YouTube.
Sorry, I haven't even been paying attention. I've been surfing the net here. I'm just surfing the net. Sorry.
Oh, no, no. I was just asking you. Oh, God, I don't remember what I was asking you. By the way, you guys, it keeps saying one moment it has all the followers and then the next it doesn't. But no, I believe.
Somebody brought over proof of Nancy Legrand's tweets about chemo not showing up for her event and that she.
Oh my God, that made me.
That is priceless.
Yep.
Did you guys hear about that?
But do they know why she didn't show up?
Why didn't she show up?
According to who on page, she has some drama of her own going on.
Oh, really?
Which I don't buy, I'm sorry.
I know she had an event, and I know she really confirmed everything. She's going to be at the luncheon. Jason Cook is not going to be at the luncheon because he had a prior commitment. Aaron Chambers, who plays Siobhan. I'm reading this text, I'm sorry. Aaron's going to be there. Come on, let's get to the real stuff, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now she says she's having a good time. And, okay, I really don't care. So I'm joking. Okay. So she's going to text me to let me know, because I actually asked her, could she get Becky to call me?
Can you DM me what you find out through the weekend, if you don't mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But no, I just think that was very unprofessional of chemo to do in Nancy Legrand. Okay, fine. I thought it was funny for the first, 20 minutes of it. I thought, wow, she didn't even call or text Nancy that she wasn't coming.
But this is not like the other events. This is not the first time that she done stuff like this.
Yep.
I heard Nancy like she didn't want to hear any excuses from it. So I'm like, if you made a commitment, commit to it.
Yeah.
Show up. At least 5 or 10 minutes. Just make an appearance and say, I have to go, so and so. But at least show up.
Yep.
But she didn't, so that reflects bad on her and ABC.
Well, yeah, I believe that, chemo, common of this, and I believe Kelly Monaco will be getting hers sooner rather than later, and I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Who's any other you heard about the events? Any other events you heard about lately about the fan club weekend?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm actually trying to go and see, like, I don't know if they are allowing people to video or anything, like take clips.
Well, I know at Steve's event, if Steve's having an event, they can not do that because Steve got mad at one of the events a couple of months ago.
Well, no, like, with the film, like, I know, like, with video, but I know that certain people, like, will just take, like, maybe, like, on the phone, like, nothing, like,
yeah,
over the top
okay.
or anything.
Okay,
so that's why
yeah.
I was, like, looking to see if anybody got the stuff from Becky's event. So I
saw pictures. I don't remember where I saw the pictures today.
But I saw some pictures of Becky Levin. I saw that today.
It was one with the cake, and they said it was all the fan groups had sent that to her.
Cool.
Which I thought was really sweet.
Oh. Yeah. I went on Lexi Ainsworth, Trudeau, nothing really. She's having trouble with Tree Deck, but that was on the 20th. So see, but I still can't believe that chemo did that, but it's not a surprise.
Well, if anything, if she does go to the luncheon, I'm pretty sure Nancy's going to tease her tomorrow about it.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be like a banner, and Kelly's going to say something. Because I'm not making excuses for it, but you never know. And, like, sometimes at the General Hospital, because I don't know if you guys have ever been to them, but with the General Hospital weekends, it's crazy because people be confirming that they're going to be there, and then, like, they're not there. And there's, like, the only year I went is when Ted King, Alicia Willis, and Tamara Braun all had to leave to do a photo shoot. Like, they were supposed to be there for about 2 hours and 45 minutes, and they all left within a 5-minute. And people were so ticked off, and Steve was trying to, like, say, well, you know, at these events, they know our schedule. Like, we work around schedules, you know, to please everybody. But certain people, and you guys will understand this, if you pay $75, you know, how are we supposed to know?
That's what I was thinking now. I was like, we're the fans, and we're paying this money to see them, and yet they're taking off and being inconsiderate with the fans. I don't care if you have a photo shoot or something.
The fan club president who then, like, said, oh, yeah, you know, most of our stars, you know, do have other, you know, commitments and, you know, stuff. So we try to get them to you. Like, Wally Kirst, he had a wedding to go to. But nobody knew that until he said something on his official website. He's like, and he told the fan club president to tell everybody, and she didn't.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So it might be, we also got to figure that maybe Kelly did say something. Maybe it's a personal, I'm not making excuses, but I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Previous, you know, like Becky, the 1 year that she was supposed to come to an event, she couldn't because her babysitter got sick. So, you know.
Yeah.
Or Steve and his shirt being undone or something like that. I forgot what one of the reasons he didn't go to one of the events. Like, oh, his shirt was undone. Oh, really? Like, like, dude, really?
No, I mean, you know, I totally get what you're saying. I just think it's very, you know, bad of, I mean, until we know the real story, I guess we soon does, but yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully
she overslept or something, so, like, nothing bad really, like, in her family happened. Even though I can't stand certain actors, I never wish that on their families.
No, I mean, of course not. Just, you know, but, you know, when she said drama, I'm like, a very insightful word, drama. Okay. You know, but no, I mean, you know, and I feel so sorry for all those people that are in the 90s and 100. Even though I guess we will be in the 85s. If we got in the 85s right now, I would be happy. Last night, it was 55 degrees here.
Here in North Carolina, we're close to 100.
Yeah, in Baltimore, we were 112 today.
What?
In Baltimore. In Baltimore, it was 112. It was at 6 o'clock this morning, it was 92 degrees. That was 6 o'clock this morning. Tomorrow is going to be 107. Sunday is going to be 104. Monday it will officially be 90 degrees. Whoopee. Yay. Oh, I'm so excited for 90 degree weather. Feel the excitement, guys.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, we're all in the 90s this week with a heat index. We're in the 90s, but we got a heat index between 100 and 112. I'm like,
I don't want to hear 112 because with the heat index.
Yeah.
It was 120.
It's a heat index. I'm like, it's still 100 degrees outside. I don't give a fuck about the heat index. It's still 100 degrees.
I mean, we were joking the day at work. We was like, can you actually cook, do scrambled eggs? So we cracked a scrambled egg on one of my friend's cars. We made scrambled eggs. Then we was like, Hot Pockets. Then we was like, all right, what else can we do? Like, this is great. So somebody was like, pancakes.
Oh, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we did it.
Oh, God.
We had to turn on her car for the engine, and stuff like that so the heat, can go, both ways. So we made pancakes. Did we eat it? No.
Oh, my God.
I was like, but this is kind of fun. I'm like, wow, it's really hot. I mean, it got too, well, obviously, this is when you know it's too hot. When, you know how people walk the dogs? Take them outside.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't see no dogs. And where I live at, they always walk and they always jog. And well, I saw two crazy people doing that today. But and I yelled at them. So, but I wanted to get ice cream.
Yeah, they did. They did not. Oh my God.
Why they were jogging in the heat? Like if somebody can understand, I don't know. I'm not
There's
a runner.
There's no breeze.
No breeze. I felt like the trolls were going to come and get me because that's how I felt. I was like, okay, where's the breeze at? So I had to get ice cream. Well, can you imagine what happened as soon as I walked up the street from an ice cream place? I wasn't happy. It's starting to drip. And people were just looking at me like, you're a dummy for even. I'm like, look, you're a dummy for running. So, so at least I'm trying to stay cool. What is your excuse? And when I say they were running, they had the Under Armour gear, the black latex, and shorts and biker shorts underneath. And
that's a heat stroke waiting to happen.
Yeah, they're like. How they were breathing, and I just kept looking at them, and I'm like, you big dummy. really, what possessed you? And, I mean, the heat advisory was just lifted. I'm watching the news here in Baltimore at 10 o'clock.
Wow.
It is now, wait a minute, what temperature is it? Oh, yay.
It's 9 here.
Yeah, it's 93 degrees in Baltimore. Yay.
What?
Get excited. Yes.
This help, though, do people are, keeping cool and because it's not go forward, do people get, the hot.
All I got to say is Monday, I'm probably calling out on my job because of a sick day.
Okay, so. Very.
But I'm just pretty much, going to watch soaps all day because I feel that, that's the only way I can stay cool is by watching my soaps.
Well, yeah. Did you have an air conditioner?
Oh, yeah. I got central.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm good. Yeah.
We have our AC on, the fan on, and it's still hot as crap. I had to take my kids' clothes off because they were still sweating. I'm like,
those kids.
Yeah, and my son is very hot natured, and he sweats he gets up from his father. And I'm like, okay, everything's up, and they're like, mom, can we open the door? I said, baby, ain't no air coming in. It's going to be hot. So, and that's the only thing about it when you got kids. You can't send them outside because you're like, damn.
Yeah, no, you can't because, there's some kids outside. No, that's a... God, I feel sorry for kids because they want to go outside in summer, but sending kids out to play in 100-degree weather, it will be stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
do they
want to go outside to play, or are they okay with staying inside, or are they bored yet? Because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, poor kids. I mean, but no, the Pacific Northwest, you know, we haven't had weather in the hottest it's ever been here. It has been 102. But like I said, New Zealand and some Alaska is warmer than we are. That is pathetic.
I just want to point out for everybody who said during the winter, oh, I can't wait for summer. It's summer. All those who said, who's now saying, oh, I wish it was winter. Yeah, okay.
Fab, people that I went to.
I like fall. Even though I was born in the winter, I was born in February, I love fall. Because it's not too cold, it's not too warm.
Not too hot, yeah.
It's just like right in the middle where I can feel comfortable enough to go outside and, you know, in jeans and still have a tank top on. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about fall.
Yeah.
So I'm counting it down. September 21st, 2011. Be there for that moment.
You know,
this sounds like a General Hospital plug, didn't it? Like a promo for General Hospital. Be there.
Yes, very good.
Thank you.
By the way, did anyone catch that promo of Jason and Sam's promo? And did you see now look in Sam's eyes like she was caught in the headlight? Headlight, you know what I mean. Yeah.
I saw the promo. They had a thing saying, now that Sam isn't sure about marrying Jason. And she doesn't know, she didn't know what to say. I'm like, she's been trying to push me to Jason to marry her for the longest. Now she doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, now,
she's scared of marriage.
Because in my, frozen shoes. Sorry. They were talking about frozen shoes. I'm sorry.
What were they talking about?
Scared of. Now Sam's supposed to be scared of marriage.
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, look who her mom is. Sorry, no offense, but. Look at
that's right. We all know what happened when Alexis was supposed to marry Ned.
Yeah, and then, like, Sam could always say, well, you know, marriage might not work because how many times has Sonny and Carly been married? I got a little gripe with Sonny and Carly right now.
All the men that Sam has married have been for cons. Every man she married has been a con. I said every man that Sam has married has been a con.
Yeah.
So
I just don't want General Hospital, and this is nothing against Sonny and Carly fans and stuff like that, but I don't want them to get together so fast.
I agree with you.
You know,
just
take a time because a lot of Sonny and Brenda fans are happy that, you know, believe it or not, they are happy that this happened. But at the same time, like, on General Hospital, and I know this is freaking a pattern, and I'm hoping this is the one main thing they end doing, is rushing to get to another story arc without closure.
Yes.
But my thing is, why are they bringing back Kate?
Yeah, Terry, are you still here? Terry? Oh, my God, what did Terry feel asleep on us? Terry!
Stop! Wake up!
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wake up! Oh, my God, she fell asleep on us. Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Okay, well, we were just making, so you were okay.
Oh, no, I was talking to my sister about something. Sorry, I put you guys on mute.
Oh, that's okay. No, I agree with you, Candace. Oh, I got your name right, sorry. I agree with you. I love Sonny and Carly. I would be in seventh heaven if Raven and Sonny and Carly, I would bounce on my bed forever. But I want a slow build. I don't want to run, you know, I want to see a amazing sex scene like I saw in the limo. I want the limo scene back.
I was turned on by the limo scene. Okay, there was something why I was turned on by it. But I'm on the back. I want Sunny and Carly back. I love Mooney Spinard and Little White. I believe they have chemistry. I was not a Carly and Zach's fan at all. Zach's fucked you over. Zach knew who he married. See, he knew that Carly came with a kill package of Sunny and Satan. You know, he knew this. It wasn't like one day they just showed up. So I'm glad Zach and Brenda fans got their happy ending just because I wanted to call Zach over the minute they started.
But I think Vanessa, in a way, was smart because they knew that when Vanessa came back, it was going to be the battle of who is Brenda going to really end up with. Like,
yeah.
You know, we all knew she wasn't going to stay long. And everybody was happy when Sunny and Brenda got married. They finally had it, had that wedding, you know, that was long overdue. But then, like Brenda pointed out, the way that she sees things now is completely different now that she has a child. And that's something that happens. When you have a child enter your life, everything that you knew is completely different.
Yeah.
And you have to see it. And what she said was true. And I applaud General Hospital writers for finally having the Brenda that we all waited for to finally show up.
Yeah.
Because this should have been happening beforehand.
Yeah.
I did not like how it really all went down with Sonny doing what he did to Jax.
To Jax,
that was not, I didn't like the fact that you finally had Carly and Jax and Sonny and Brenda. Okay. My whole problem with it is that the custody battle was between Carly and Jax. And this is why I didn't like how they did the story. They decided to bring in everybody else, you know, but the right people. Where was Bobby?
Where was Jax
Current? You see what I'm saying? Sonny had nothing to do with, now, if it was for Michael and Morgan, yes. But this is between Jax and Carly. Sonny didn't have any part of that. But because of Carly and Sonny's connection, this is what I'm saying. The writers decided, oh, okay, let's not make it realistic. Let's put everything in it so we can wrap up the story for Ingo and Vanessa.
Yeah, we are too.
You see what I'm saying?
But I did not mind Sonny doing what he did because I've always been like, you know, I wanted Carly to get custody of Dawson that I didn't kill. Who helped you? I didn't kill. What happened? I wanted Carly having Dawson. And, you know, they rushed it, but in my opinion, what Sonny did to Zach, actually, I was okay with it. A lot of people were dissing Sonny. I said, you know, you helped my girl out. You did what you needed to do. Zach has always been a threat in Sonny's side. Take him down, one. You know, I mean, they could never be.
To me, it was like a rehash of AJ, what he did to AJ.
Yes.
Oh, I love what he did to AJ. Sorry.
But like Brenda also pointed out
Brenda told Sonny, it was not his place to interfere.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what? You know, okay, I don't want to get on human with you too.
But I got to give General Hospital credit for one thing, though. I know I dissed him. I gave him a hard time. But I got to give General Hospital credit for remembering what Sonny said about Stone. Because I was so happy when Brenda said that. I was like, thank you. Because Sonny said that he would never, ever, as long as he was in the mob life, would do drugs, have somebody do something for him. So, yeah, he was at his word.
Okay. I get what you're saying,
Yeah, so that's why, like, to me, that whole Sonny Jax drug setup, it did remind me of AJ. It did, have a shadow of that. But to me, it was like, all right, Jax would never do anything. Like, if the roles were reversed, I don't think Jax would have done that.
Me
I don't think he would have gone that far to ruin somebody's, like, his whole, how can I say this, his whole character. Because Jax has never done something like that. What Sunny does, and like I said, again, both the writers correct this, is always put him back, like he'll move a step, then go back.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, okay, you have a choice. Like, dude, sit down and think about it. Your son was shot, put in a coma. Your child almost blew up. You lost a wife. The girl that you loved, like, and, you know, Carly, Brenda,
Kelly, Kate, all
that. Yeah, Kate shot. I mean, all these, like, dude, like Brenda said, you have a choice. You just choose not to do it. I mean, Carly has moved. Carly has come a long way. I'm going to give her credit.
Thank you.
Carly has come a long way. But my problem with this is going to be, Now she's back into Sunny.
Don't start talking about Carly.
Like, she's, no, because I don't, like I said, I don't want them to rush this. Yeah, I don't want this to be rushed that Sunny and Carly are like, oh, I love you, backseat, you know, limo stuff. That can wait. Carly needs to work on the show first.
I didn't even want to be in the limo stuff, that's all. See,
I know, but, you know.
They need to have a slow build-up.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. And while they are having a slow build-up, why don't we see Sunny and Liz talking? You know what? What never made sense for me, and I know this was good and fun doing or whatever, but Sunny still went over to Elizabeth and say, I'm sorry about Zeke. Oh, he should have sent flowers. Oh, something. Elizabeth was there when his first kid died. Okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and my next grabber is Spinelli should have brought her something, too. They used to be friends before Spinelli has been pimping the pimple pole dancer. So for me...
I almost might have killed off Spinelli.
Excuse me? Okay, I'm going to breathe like Jason Hill's Carly.
Oh, wait, can we get Lulu in a building, too, with Siobhan and, like, blow it
I
up?
I kind of like Lulu.
That should be a storyline right there. Who's the real Leslie Lou Spencer? Because that girl that I see on TV, she has
went so far left. It's just ridiculous.
You know, and betraying Carly like she did, and I'm sorry, I will always look at it as a betrayal, what Lulu did. Lulu could have found a way to it. Yeah, to accidentally tell Carly they could have had a damn fucking code, but to, you know, give them Michael the way she did. You know, I love the Lulu and Carly relationship. I loved it. And the day that, you know, Lulu turned her back on Carly and Jason for that goddamn Dante, for me, I was pissed.
I was actually rooting for Carly on that one. Because I'm like, you don't put a man over your family. You knew the situation. When she killed Logan, Carly was there for her.
Yeah.
And for her to do that, I hated that.
Yeah, and when she went on the run with Zani, Carly's like, I am so proud of her. If I wasn't so mad at her for, you know, doing this, getting Jason in trouble, I would be almost proud that she took a notebook for my script. You know, so for me, I mean, I love Lulu, but I have a love and hate relationship with Lulu. But, you know, like you said, the real Lulu Spencer, and can we please just get rid of Siobhan, too? I don't like Siobhan.
Yeah,
I think I like Siobhan.
I will write a special episode where I will proudly be in. I mean, I like Erin, the actress, don't get me wrong. I just can't stand Siobhan. I would personally like to be in the episode where I kill her off.
Okay, then I want to be in the special episode so when I get off Sam and Dante. You know,
I don't
think
Lulu and Maxie.
It's going to be a part of the plot. What happens is somebody's going to call that they see an Irish girl about to jump off a building. Okay. So then Dante.
Maybe Helena, a brainwasher.
No. It'll be a drug. And because there'll be a crossover from All My Children.
Okay.
It's going to be with that project thing that David was working with. Yeah,
good idea.
They have going to be teaming up. It's going to be a great crossover. It's going to be called All My General Hospitals. And then what happens is that Dante, who's with Lulu, they go into the cop car. So they're chasing, you know, big dramatic scene on location, by the way. Then they come up and they see Siobhan about to jump off the building. So Dante's like, don't. Lulu is talking to her. All of a sudden, you see this hand just push all three of them off the building.
And they turn around as Lucky.
No, it's me. And I'll be, it'll be like, you know, lightning and rain. You know, one of those dramatic scenes.
That black,
you know,
the black
like,
glove.
Yeah. And I'll be like, I don't like any of y'all. No, it'll be an open closed case. Nobody will know who did it. No fingerprints. Nobody saw anybody else except for those three idiots. Nobody will be able to trace the call back to the cell phone because guess what? Cell phone, disposable. Nobody will trace what drug it was. All they know is they will see David in a limo. That's it. You want to see David in a limo.
Oh, my God.
Drinking champagne.
Remember at the end of Night Shift, the first year of Night Shift when Jason left and Sonny was there? It will be sort of like that. It will be that kind of drive. The car will drive. You'll only see David in the car, and it'll go off into whatever sunset or nighttime, whatever. All you know is there are three dead bodies. And nobody
knows. Oh, my
God.
Terry? Terry, are you still on the line? Terry? Terry? Okay, you guys, I'm like, reading the stuff, and now I'm freaking out. Hear this. Firefighters removed 24 people from a roller coaster at California Adventures after a backpack fell off the track and stopped the ride. Backpack fell from the ride vehicle of the California Screaming roller coaster. And the reason why I've been trying to call Terry's name for the last 5 minutes, because we were on that ride when I went to Disneyland in April.
Wow.
Now that freaks me out. But no, if I could write the script, I will write that Elizabeth and Sam met, Elizabeth and Sam and Carly and Spinelli, Dante, Saban are in a room and they are trapped and the room gets on fire. But Liz and Carly actually work together to get themselves free along with Spinelli. But Sam and Dante are still in there and they cannot get out and they scream and scream for help. And then Saban goes in there and tries to save them and they all die. They all died and they get burned up and they can never be brought back from the dead because they are burned beyond recognition.
You see, here's the thing though. That right there, don't you know the code of soap operas? You always have to have some kind of body. You can't go with ashes because it could be somebody else and then like 6 months later they come back and they'd be like, oh, yeah. I thought you were dead. Nope. They did that with Xander. When everybody saw Xander died in the hotel fire and it turned out to be somebody else and he came back.
Yeah,
and
he came
back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you got to have the... Yeah. I like the storyline. Like that. But they need to hire me for just that episode so I can just push all three of them.
Okay, so Gavin, they come back. I know he's bringing Alan back. I really want him to bring Georgie back because I love Georgie. I want him to bring Georgie back, but I want him to bring a different side of Georgie because I want Georgie to take on Lulu and Maxie.
Oh, that would be interesting. I do believe that Zeke's alive. You guys might call me crazy, but I believe Zeke's alive. I believe we will see Zeke.
Yeah, because Jason plus Liz, because you know how they said Jason, he doesn't dream, but all of a sudden he sees Jake everywhere, and so with Liz.
Yeah.
It has to be something going on.
Yeah, I believe so too.
He comes back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And they also said that James Franco might come back before the end of the year.
No one mentioned that Franco actually had Jake raising him to be a Jason replica because he's so obsessed with Jason.
I believe that Elena and Anthony Zicar could be working together. I would not put that past them.
Yeah.
I'm still saying Franco's a Cassadon. I'm just going to put it out there. I still think, to this day, that Franco is really a Cassadon on the low.
Okay. I thought about that. Because, all of a sudden they would come out, they would think about Valentine Cassadon, but all of a sudden he didn't come, but Franco did. I'm like, hey, what if Franco is Valentine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because
you know what? Yeah. And I think Jason's gonna be Mo coming to the queues a lot more. And I think Elizabeth will too. And I think, because I don't know how much longer we will have John Engel for, because he wants to retire. But let's give John Engel a nice wrap-up. You know, because there's been moments for about 6-7 months about Alzheimer's storyline for Edward. And I would be very interested in seeing that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget that Monica is not really Jason's mom, but in my heart she is. So, when Tracy and Monica had that scene, I was crying. I feel sorry for Monica, but I don't think it should be all at Liz's feet for this. Her and Jason both made, the decision.
The decision, yeah.
Yeah, so and Jason, too. I mean, Terry, are you back? Are you alive, Terry? I'm having fun with that. Well, we have 11 minutes of recording time before Block Talk. We'll say, this is Block Talk. Goodbye.
They don't always say that. When I'm on there, they'll just say, they'll put on, a commercial ad, and then they'll be, hanging up, sign up now with DirecTV and da-da-da-da, and then hang up.
Yeah.
Did you guys, off soap topic, but did you guys see the bill of Casey Anthony defense bill? How much? Did you guys see that?
No,
I just
want to
say if I see her first, I'm banging her. I'll be the chick to hit her.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, but I saw some things that they said about Casey Anthony, the movie deal that fell through real fast because the movie studios, whoever they were going to, sign the movie, the whatever deal was, they were afraid of the backlash. Then there's supposed to be the pay-per-view thing that she's supposed to be telling everybody that she wants to do, but it would be like $5 or $10 for you to see it. Then I heard that she wants to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I know.
One of the close friends of one of the lawyer people that she was with overheard her saying when she was out that she wanted to be a lawyer. Now, I ask you, I'm not a lawyer in real life. I just watch Law and Order.
Me too.
Would you want that girl to be your lawyer? Girl,
no. No.
Yeah,
unless you do something more heinous than she did and you think Casey would teach you how to lie really well and get you off.
Yeah. I would rather plead guilty than to have her as my lawyer. Like, because to me, I really don't understand how that all went down, especially if there's a video of them saying they found a body nearby her house, and the judge overrules and say they that the judge doesn't want the video to be shown. Why not?
Yeah.
Is he even going to prove that she was guilty because they said she hyperventilated and she started breaking out and she called her lawyer. Why would she call her lawyer? Like, that's suspicion number one. My whole thing is that the judge, that case was so wrong in so many ways. And I don't understand. It's reasonable doubt. They doubt, but think about it. You report your kid missing after 31 days. You had had duct tape and stuff. Like, really,
me as a mom, if my son's outside and I'm in the house, I'm still at the kitchen window watching, making sure I can see him. If I don't see my son within the first few minutes, I'm outside calling his name.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't answer, I know to his friend's house to go, but I'm still calling his name until he answers me.
Yeah.
And I'll wait. I'm going to let it get to the 5-minute mark to my 31 days.
Yes.
That was beyond my comprehension.
See, that's my whole thing. I would not be clubbing, dancing on tables if I know that my child is missing. I would do anything in my power to find out where my kid is. And see, another thing is, too, and some people don't understand it, is when you're in a guilty position like she was, and yes, I said it, she was guilty.
Yeah.
Then you start to think about your freedom. So, you know, people's like, oh, she was having a good time. No, this punk was counting down to her freedom being over with. So she was partying up the storm like, woo, look at that,
She was trying to get it all in.
And then she got off. How can you get off for lying to the cops? Like, to me, that taught me a valuable lesson. And keep in mind, when we was watching the verdict, I work at a daycare. So to me, I looked at all those kids that I have, and I'm like, you have to be kidding me. And I got upset. I was on my Facebook, and I was firing away. I was like, this pathetic excuse for a mother and stuff. And I had parents come in, and we're talking about it. And the one thing one parent had told me is that if she goes somewhere, like to a school, if Casey Affney picks up a kid from a school, all those parents are going to go crazy. Like, is that enough that Casey Affney is the most hated person in America?
Well, she said she wants to have another baby.
She wanted to adopt a baby.
And no agency in the world, hopefully, because you never know, no agency would ever give her a child.
And if they do, and I find out about the agency, I'm snitching. I'm going to find it.
I'm putting on blast.
I will be the first. I feel I don't know why, because I'm not a mom, but like I said, I have friends who are moms, and obviously.
Yeah, I'm not a mom either.
I felt like that little girl lost her life. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. This little girl who really didn't have who had probably a bright future, she's not having one. Because of what? Like, what was the selfish reason of taking her away?
She was jealous of her daughter.
Yeah,
but that's really, then why not put her up for adoption?
Because she knew her parents would block that. The thing is, from what I took from the court case, and I blame her parents too. First of all, you knew your daughter was a liar. The first 2 days mm-hmm. when you call and you didn't get your granddaughter, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then for her own mother to go up there and then lie for her, she killed your grandbaby. Forget her. This is not even granddaughter.
But did you hear about Casey Anthony stealing money from her father? Did you hear about that part?
Yeah. Do you see that she wanted her brother to take a blood test to prove that he was the daughter's father?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear the ex-fiance?
She lied about everything.
Here's my question. Like, I don't know how much time we got, but my question is, how can that judge and the jury live with themselves? Like, that's my question. Because, the judge, I was, like, looking at the judge the whole time. Like, I was watching CNN, and I kept looking at the judge, and I was like, are you freaking serious? Like, you better overrule it. Like, you have the power to do this. The jury is like, if you really look at the jury's face, they're like, oh, it's over with. Good. We could get back to our lives.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. have no lives. As soon as you said not, your life was over with, and I feel sorry that they're getting death threats. I understand they're getting death threats, and one family had to move.
But my thing is, Lindsay Lohan can go to jail for drugs and stealing.
And then everybody got upset at Kim Kardashian because Kim Kardashian posted, because everybody remember her father was O.J. Simpson's thing.
I said,
here's the deal, though. I said, first and foremost, Kim Kardashian had nothing to do with that. That was her
mm-hmm.
father. I said, Kim is one of us, can speak her mind. And I said, I was 11 when the O.J. Simpson trial happened, but with this one, I was like,
okay.
This girl is smiling. I'm like, this girl is smiling. What?
She never shed a tear. She only cried when they read that verdict. She was like, I'm free. That's when her ugly tail broke down.
Yeah.
She didn't break down anything
else
during that trial.
Okay, so what did Kim Kardashian say? I mean, I love Kim. I did like Kim.
That she felt like she felt just like with everybody else that it was unfair. That it was an unfair decision. And people went on her Twitter, her, Courtney, and Khloe, and said, how can you be saying this about this case when your father got another killer off? Like,
and Kim Kardashian's defense, she had never really spoke if she thought Jose was guilty or not to
mm-hmm.
before Nicole. I mean, Nicole and Kim's mom, they were best friends. And so
mm-hmm.
for Kim all her life, Nicole and Uncle Jose, for years, you know, and then one day Nicole's dead, and, you know, her mom, Chris, has said she still did, but, you know, like a couple months later, you know, Bruce Jenner said, oh, my God, Jose killed her. Bruce Jenner got it right, you know, and so, but I didn't think the girls have to publicly talk about it because, you know, I mean, for them, you know, that caused a rift in their family for a while because, you know, her dad was on the defense team and her mom was sitting with the Brown. So for kids going through that, and you see your parents who are already divorced and now they are going through this publicly, I feel sorry for the kids, too.
Yeah.
Mm. I just really wish, you know, in the way that the media would stop talking about Casey Anthony, because it's like the more you talk about it, like I know we do this too. We found ourselves talking about it. The more that we talk about it, it's like in a way she's still winning.
Yeah.
So my whole thing is if we can just, because tonight on the jury thing,
we are gonna get